deal with airplane peanuts.
I'm Bob Isis of Isis Toyota, and we have a great collection of pre-owned certified Toyotas. But there's one thing I want to make very clear, and it's that we have nothing to do with the terrorists over there in the Middle East right now. And that's why we are the good ISIS.
All right, listen, you gotta lean into the ISIS thing. It's a good marketing tool.
The great marketing tool. I agree with Barbie. I think you should be like, here at ISIS Toyota, we'll behead the competition.
Yes.
No, we're not doing this. What are you guys talking about? We're not wishing death to any of our enemies. We are wishing death to high prices.
Me and Barbie, we can hold AK-47s.
Yeah.
Right. No, no.
That would be so cool. So I'm holding an AK-47, she's holding an AK-47. You're like, we got the best Toyotas. And I can be doing that like terrorist turkey gobble thing. You know what I mean? We're like,
he's good at it.
Enough. At ISIS Toyota, we have nothing to do with Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and his vicious gang of thugs. All we're trying to do is put you into an affordable, pre-owned, certified Toyota.
Today is Monday, September 5th, and Gillian Keeves is coming out with a brand new season later this month. Shane Gillis was on the Joe Rogan Experience Thursday during a Protect Our Parks episode with Mark Norman and Ari Shaffir, where he announced that Gillian Keeves, his sketch show, is coming out with a new season later this month, and it'll be available on GillianKeeves.tv. Take that, SNL, you silly bitches. And welcome back to the Joke World Comedy Update every single Monday, bringing you the comedy news that you need to know from your favorite comedians, your favorite podcasts, whether it be new specials, new shows releasing like this one, or new guest appearances on each other's pods that you don't want to miss. All the best information in the comedy world in one place. So please consider subscribing to Joke World right now, turning on the post notifications so you don't miss anything, and downloading this episode on Spotify to support the channel.
I'm losing money on half these things because you and your punk-ass kids come down and fuck with our shit.
You want an AK-47?
Stop fucking with our Toyotas. Come down and buy them like a man.
I'm under a lot of fucking stress.
I'll go fucking nuts. We are closed on 9/11.
If your dad was real ISIS, you'd be up in heaven right now, covered in virgins.
Yeah.
But instead, you're a fat fucking virgin covered in used Toyotas.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. Okay?
Yeah, so, I'd like to fucking rip
your fucking head. Oh my god!
Come down to ISIS Toyota or I'll fucking kill myself and everybody here.
So according to what Shane said on the Joe Rogan Experience, season 2 is set to premiere this September, September 2022. And probably later September, he didn't give an exact date, but it'll air off of their website, GillianKeeves.tv, most likely. So I went to check out this website, see what's all about, see if they're going to make you pay for season 2. All they asked me for is my email, and then I got to watch whatever was on their website. So I don't think that this is going to cost any money, but even if they did, personally, I'm more than willing to chip in a few bucks so they don't have to do this on a network, so they can do it by themselves, you know, have full creative freedom over the process of these sketches, all their jokes stay in. I'm okay with paying for top-tier comedy in today's day and age, so I'll definitely be checking out season 2, paywall or not. Leading up to the release of season 2, they've been posting on their YouTube account season 1 bloopers of Gillian Keeves, and those are hilarious. I think it's up to 4 parts out right now. And they also premiered the whole season on August 19th in a theater in Philadelphia. So a few people have seen these sketches. If you're one of them, let me know how they are. I'm pretty excited.
Look, Bob, you need to get over your dead wife, get yourself a gold chain, and pussy just comes running, dude.
You brought me over here in the middle to talk to me about getting pussy.
It's a good fucking
deal. You wanna drag me away from something like this to talk to me about getting pussy right now?
No, I brought you over here to talk about ISIS, and then pussy came up.
Oh, I'm not talking. You drug me away from this to talk to me about pussy?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what you drug me away from this to talk about getting pussy right now?
No, I told you we're talking about.
Oh my god. Did you two drug me over here to talk about getting pussy right
no,
now?
No, I drug you over here to talk about ice.
Oh my god. Damn it, dude.
It's also been said that they're improving the production for season 2, as well as hiring recognizable talent. John McKeever is the writer behind most of the season 1 sketches, with cameos from many comedians like H. Foley, Matt McCusker, Mike Rainey, and more. Season 1 has many hilarious moments, like the dad's OnlyFans and the Trump speed dating, so I have high expectations for season 2. I'll be checking it out, paywall or not, on GillianKeeves.tv.
Then the uncles participate in a variety of activities that suit their skill set.
Okay, Uncle Tommy.
Yeah.
How old are these girls? Are any of them underage?
Well,
you can do this.
I know.
Okay. Go ahead.
They're all beautiful angels.
Right, but are any of them underage?
I don't know. So, I have to assume they're all underage. All
great
of them.
Great job, Tommy.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I'm proud of myself.
Remember, guys, as developed as they may seem,
it doesn't mean they're 18.
Ugh.
Just my computer? You guys get this laptop.
Some exciting news for all the Tuesdays out there. We had a brand new comedy podcast hit the scene last week. From the producer of Tuesdays with Stories, Chuck Staton, and his friends Brad Ruhr and Ray Harrington comes Fun Bearable, a brand new comedy podcast between these three guys coming out every week moving forward.
This woman who was a fan from way back, like when I was like, I'm just starting to feature, right? Sure. That guy. She wanted to come to the show. She had previously been banned for activity outside of that. She showed up, and Becky, the wonderful bartender here at the club, Becky's the best, she was like, hey, so she came, and she wanted to give you a cake.
Oh, boy.
For your birthday.
Well, that's nice.
All right, all right.
And she was saying she wanted to surprise you with it on stage.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, no, and way. I was like, no, yeah. I don't want that at all. And she's like, okay. And this woman tried so many times to, like, sneak up to her seat with the cake.
Wow.
And eventually Becky was like, we're going to hold the cake. Cut to the end of the show. She comes into the green room. She hands me the cake. The cake says on top, in icing, happy birthday, N-word, Ray.
Wow. That's fun.
That's all it
that
said.
That is in a good frosting. Birthday.
Wow.
I never thought I would ever live to see the N-word in frosting.
Did you think she had it made at a bakery?
She did have made at a bakery.
Wow.
Not a bakery, a grocery store bakery.
Right.
And she told me the story of how she had to fight with the person to have them make it. But here's the deal. It didn't say my N-word, Ray.
Yeah.
It just said, happy birthday, N-word, Ray.
Do you have a picture of it?
A little.
I do not have a picture of it.
We need that photo.
Oh, that would be good.
Just a little Huckleberry Finn energy there.
Right.
Mark Twain.
Insane. Not in quotes.
Nope.
Nothing, just that.
Wow.
And the weird part is, as soon as I looked at this cake, I was baffled. Yeah. I was just like,
can I ask a question?
It's kind of a good way to have a diet, you know? Like, I don't eat that. I don't want to put that inside of me. Yeah.
You know,
just write the N-word on all your foods.
I'm going to eat 3/4 of the cake. I'm just gonna, but wait, now I'm leaving this. I should eat it first.
You should eat the ER
first.
Yeah,
there you go.
Is there any reason that you can think of that she put that on the cake?
None.
Come on.
And
she wanted this on stage. That's
she wanted to give it to me on stage.
Like, that would go well.
I know. Oh,
yeah.
Let's treat this like a safe space. Did you have an ironic stage name that you're
yes. Were you in the Chitlin' Circuit
It was when I had a catchphrase.
There we go. And
happy birthday. It just happened to be your birthday. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't even know.
Mark Norman appeared on episode 1, which is out right now, and they've already teased some future guests, some great comedians such as Joe List and Kevin Ryan. So be sure to check out Fun Bearable on YouTube right now. Subscribe to their channel. Watch their podcast. We're definitely going to continue to report on it moving forward. Definitely a show with a lot of potential. Guest spots from last week. Your Mom's House did not have a guest. Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. Tiger Belly also did not have a guest. It was just Bobby and Kalila. Whiskey Ginger talked to Sam Morrell. This past weekend with Theo Von had on Nick Swartzen. The Joe Rogan Experience last week had a Protect Our Parks episode air on Thursday, which, if we're all being honest, is the best quality podcast comedy content available right now. That group just kills it every single time. And then he also did a Fight Companion with Brian Callen, Eddie Bravo, and Brendan Schaub. The Flagrant Podcast had on Russell Brand, which is a very enjoyable episode. We Might Be Drunk talked to Tom Papa. And then Kill Tony Tonight is the great and powerful Joe Rogan. We have two new specials that came out last week. Number one is a YouTube special from Brian Callen called Man Tears. I was surprised to see it. I didn't hear about it coming out before, but I did watch it, and it was enjoyable. It was definitely a Brian Callen humor special. So if you're a fan of Callen, you're definitely going to be a fan of this special. And then Sam Morrell, Same Time Tomorrow, came out on Netflix last week. We did a video about that last Monday, and we're also going to do a video reacting to your guys' thoughts about the special. So go check out our community section where we posted thoughts about the special. Type whatever you want in there, then some of the comments will be featured on a video moving forward. But that's it for the Joke World Comedy Update this week. Thank you so much for watching. As always, make sure to subscribe and like and do all the, you know, dumb YouTube stuff just to help us out here at Joke World. Thank you for being a part of the brand and part of the community. Also, everyone who's followed us on Instagram and DM for the free stickers, those will be coming out to you in no time. We got kind of backed up there, a lot of demand, which is sick. Thank you guys for following us on Instagram. We're really trying to build that thing up. And thanks for getting these free stickers. Stick them all around the town, dude. Support the brand. Joke World to the moon. Thank you again. They're coming soon. I didn't forget about you. And if you want some, you can still sign up. DM us, Joke World on Instagram. Enough of me. Goodbye.